This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, February 3rd, 2025. It's Monday.
I'm already thinking of the clip now.
What?
You got the tone of the clip. I'm not a big Office Space fan. Like, I couldn't finish watching it. A lot of people like that movie, but you had the tone of the line.
Yeah, that one?
No, the famous one about Mondays.
Kisses him under.
Yeah, which I couldn't tell you what happened where in the movie.
That's one of those movies, along with several others, that I did like at one point, but it got so overused in phrases and pop culture and just T-shirts and stuff, like little things on Etsy, where they just used those phrases, and it just.
Maybe I went into it, you know, kind of, the same way. Like, I've heard a lot about this movie. Let's see if it lives up to any kind of hype.
Yeah, and one of my good buddies still loves the show The Office, and I think about it now, and I just get the heebie-jeebies thinking about it, of all the, the memes and all that's what she said. Which some of those are really fun when they're really out of the way. Like, not just something about wet or hard, but if it's something that is a deep thinker about it being like an erection or something. Yeah. That, I appreciate that.
That's a good one.
That. Yeah. Ow. Damn, this
falling
can.
Apart?
That's trash can.
I feel like
the cleaning technicians move it in different places.
Cleaning technicians?
I don't want to call them cleaning people. That sounds like
that's all they do.
They're a rock band.
When you get past some of these shows in their heyday, it's like, okay, you kind of had your time, but like if you watch the commercial now with the Office cast in it, I'm like, that's probably about all you need.
Just watching the commercial only?
Well, there's like four or five of them in an internet commercial.
Oh, really?
And it's like, it's a little reunion, you know, that's about all you need.
There's not a lot of shows that I want to revisit.
Uh-uh.
The only show I usually watch, and not very often, is Three's Company.
See, that's the thing. It's older shows everybody gets into.
Dude, I know. It's pretty insane because you were talking about... I was talking about how in the 70s and 80s, they do some of those reunion shows.
Yeah.
Like Back to Gilligan's Island or whatever Christmas special or something. But it's something they absolutely don't do anymore. They'll just completely reboot the show. They'll just say, the internet wants it. They're posting the memes all the time. They want to see a new Matlock. But this time, but this time a woman with short hair. Matter of fact, let's go with Kathy Bates. Is she available? She is? Well, then she's Matt Locke's granddaughter then. Or his daughter. My mom says it's great. I will not watch it out of protest.
They would have to be the same age, right? Like, I don't know how that's going to work out. There's some kind of twist to it.
I don't know that they're really supposed to be related. I don't even know that her name is Matt Locke. I mean, that's what they'll do. They'll get the name recognition, the IP of that, and then completely rewrite it into something else.
Into a different series.
Like Quantum Damn Leap. That pissed me off, man.
I get excited. Yeah, I do too, but like I don't go back and watch them. I forget about them.
It's best to just stick with the ones that you love. And you mentioned Three's Company. By God, I watched an episode of Three's Company the other night.
I love it.
And I was looking at the screen. I'm like, by God, Joyce DeWitt is the only one on this screen right now still alive. Because Ralph Furley's dead. Chrissy's dead. Jack, rest in peace, he's dead. I think Larry's still alive, but I don't think he was in that scene.
I found
the woman on there that was like the older lady that was obsessed with Jack.
I never watched it much. Oh, like, really? That's not when I went back and...
Her name was Lana. I used to have like the biggest like crush on her watching that when I was younger. And then you used Google and you're like, oh, let's see if Lana and I had hooked up then, what would it would be like now? I like to play that game sometimes, especially with the high school people I went to high school with. And
that's fun.
A lot of times you feel very fortunate, right?
Touch that.
And sometimes I'm like, you know, I had the biggest crush on so-and-so. Let's see if she had said she had a thing for me and we had gotten married right out of high school. Let's see what that would be like. And
sometimes it's
bad.
Well, it's not always looks. Sometimes it's
everything.
Behavior.
Or real political. If somebody's like uber political, calm down. Like, it don't affect you that much personally.
You're like, ooh, dodge that bullet. Thank you. You know, because a lot of times people would show me pictures. Do you remember who this is? And I was like, no. You went out with them.
That's the other thing. You forget. Like, after a while, like, I know that person. What's that person's name? Like, it's not coming to me.
Are you talking about just someone on the street? Or
not that you know that you went to school with. And you could have even been close to that person in high school.
Yeah.
But you just forget.
I do remember names of high school very well, but I put that on yearbooks because I used to. I mean, that was like the yearbook was the crap.
I mean, because you sign it or you think, man, why did he say that? Why did he write that about me? That hurt my feelings so bad.
What does kits mean?
I thought it was so funny.
What is kits? I was like, all these people wrote this code in my yearbook. I didn't have an internet to look it up on.
What is it?
So I just did it like a puzzle. I'm like, what does this kits mean? It's like,
did you write poems to girls?
No, it meant keep in touch this summer.
I never got those.
Remember, I got that.
Well, it makes sense.
That very famous poem that was written on my yearbook.
Got my crack signed a lot. That joke was...
Roses are red. Remember it? I told it a long time ago. You want me to do it again? I have to...
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Your blankies are as big as a B-52.
My Lord.
That's awesome.
Was one of your teachers running your yearbook?
No, that was somebody that I really liked. And I liked that guy. And I was like, oh, my.
B-52.
Everybody
Love Shack, baby.
What the hell?
I feel like that was an employee performance evaluation.
No kidding. We shouldn't have laughed at that fat boy. We would have failed.
It's hurtful. I'll have to bring it up. That is good.
Paige, do you want us to go talk to the principal for you?
I do.
He wrote it.
If you're not comfortable. Yeah, you get that. Or then, like... The girl that you were just friends with would get your yearbook, and she'd get one page in the back and say, reserved for.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm going to take the whole page, but I'm not doing it right now, but I'm reserving this page for me.
It comes a big diatribe, yearbook.
You better write something nice, though, then. You can tell right here.
Like when you hand it to somebody, they really didn't want to sign it. They're like, I'm going to be nice to you and do it anyway.
It was kind of weird. Like, I didn't get like everybody to sign my yearbook.
You didn't give it to everybody?
You passed it around in class, remember?
Yeah, but I didn't pass it to everybody. Like, not everybody got it. People that I didn't know.
Don't give it to him.
I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's nothing worse than going back and reading it and you could tell the person
who is this?
Didn't even know who the hell you were. Especially if they didn't leave a number or kids at the end.
Hey, let's hook up during the summer. Let's have some fun. Leave a number. You never did that?
No. Yeah, yeah. Keep in touch this summer.
Yeah.
But I didn't know at the time that's what they wanted.
But you looked and see if you got a number, and if it was a good-looking girl, you're like, oh, I'm going to call it every day.
Yep.
I'm going to hit it up.
Yeah, but that's the other part of that. So you'd find out right at the end of the school year that the girl was into you because she gave you your phone number. But then, like, phoning then was not like, you know, you couldn't text her on the down low or call her on your own phone. It was like you had to stand there in the hallway.
Her dad lies for her.
Yeah.
She's not home. Or she is, but she don't want to talk.
Yeah,
she's washing her hair.
Junior prom was so much fun. The excuse. I can't wait till next year with the whole group and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I hope we have homeroom together again. Yeah. Why? You didn't talk to me this whole year.
I hope I can copy off your paper the whole time again in science.
Well, she failed too then. I wasn't the one.
It's like, hey, is so-and-so there? She's a lesbian now, but this is her dad.
She's dad, a big bull. Dad, tell him I'm not into guys anymore.
What a lie.
Your brother's a jerk, but I like you.
She got a choker now. She shaved half her head, and she's got more earrings, and you got hair on your head.
She's following the Breeders on tour, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
Please don't call back. Oh, we're very hurt.
So is that still, like, kids don't really believe in books, neither do schools. I mean, everything's on the laptop. That's something they will not do is get rid of the yearbook. Just like high school rings, although I actually read something last week that said that is like slowly just sliding out.
No, come on.
It was like all-time low of kids ordering. It wasn't Jostens, but it was another
Herf one. Jones?
Might have been, yeah. Might have been.
They're kind of expensive, especially.
It's also kind of stupid.
Yeah.
We had middle school rings. We had middle school rings.
You did not.
Yeah, we did.
Silly.
Yeah, they were sweet, too.
In Pickens County, that was as far as some guys.
I was like, man, this is nice because it said Getty's and it had the wave in it.
Are we going to have a middle school reunion?
I don't even know if I still have my ring. The problem is that my birthstone is diamond, and my mom wouldn't get me a big diamond as big as
that. Of course. Go figure.
That's smart, though. I mean, it's...
Birthstone's diamond.
I got mine made out of tungsten. Like, that was the metal.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but it was...
Do you know your birthstone is kind of... If you're a guy and you know your birthstone is kind of...
You can... Yeah, but there's like two, right? There's not just one anymore. There's like... You get a choice, I think.
Did they change?
I thought...
Are they added to it?
It's like either or. Like, let me see what...
I remember not being happy because it wasn't what my birthstone was.
Well, my birthstone, whatever it was, I think Fat Boy's alluding to the fact Mike looked kind of gay, is what he said.
Oh, it's and a opal or
I went
amethyst.
With a garnet color for the Gamecocks.
Oh, no. That's pretty. That's worse.
You are. Opal.
Yeah, it's opal.
What colors? But there, opal can be like a green color and then a darker red, like I used.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always remember that because.
See, it means nothing. It's
yours
like,
is the 28th and my mom's the 30th.
Ain't you sweet? The fact that they make two versions of it for male or female, because, I mean, that's kind of what that
is. Oh, yeah, the little one. You talk about the ring size?
Yeah.
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 Because, you know, your girl's going to wear yours anyway around her neck with a chain.
Right.
You couldn't do that with hers.
Steady.
If you're a guy doing that with hers, like,
If you wore hers?
Yeah, you can't wear hers. I mean, come on.
I did that. I wore it on the pinky.
Oh, that's cute.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I was thinking you wear it on a chain. But
it's the only equivalent I could do because I didn't get my letterman. I got my letter, but I didn't buy the jacket. Because I also, like, I looked into the future. I really did.
You didn't want to let somebody wear your jacket.
No, not that. It was the fact that this will be useless to me after I graduate. With the ring, like, I want to say I didn't want to even get a ring, and my mom was like, you gotta get a ring, man.
Bro, the jacket is going to get cold.
But it was also, like, going to be part of my Christmas if I got a nice ring. And I'm like, bull crap. Give me the tungsten and the fake opal.
And I would say, and who is helping you pay for this, Mom?
And then with the letter, I was like, I'm not buying the jacket because I will not wear it after high school.
Yeah.
If I do, I will be talked about behind my back.
You will. I mean, it does look a little odd to
wear
the letterman's jacket, like, out and about, especially if you're going back to games or whatever.
Exactly.
But God, there's Matt Manning graduated like 4 years ago.
He didn't win but one game the whole time. He was here. They only won by 2 points that time.
Yeah, our team's so much better since Harris left.
We'll sneak up behind him and flip him off in pictures without him looking.
Put a kick me sign on his jacket.
Or me and kids.
Back in the day. If I went to Burns or somewhere, I would have bought the jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it looked like you were in some kind of recreation war.
They got resale value on those.
Their Letterman jacket's probably like Cody Rhodes' jacket now. The red, white, and blue, all just feathers coming off of it, like the eagle's wings and everything. Because, I mean, they got, like, you know, they got some facilities over there at Burns. Old James F. You know what the F stood for, don't you?
Football. Gosh, man. I'm sure I got this stuff somewhere that my mom hoards. I got to go through it.
Yeah, but I thought she didn't seem to care.
Nah, she'll get it. But my stuff, like, you know, I'm not allowed to take out. It's enshrined. Like, whatever's in the house stays in the house.
There's a Jeremy shrine?
Well, like, stuff in my old room that just never got taken out.
Oh,
like,
man.
That stuff stays.
It's still there?
She knows
everything. Let's get a camera crew and go to your old... Mine's turned into an office now.
I think mine became an office, too.
Yeah.
I moved out.
Yeah.
Snooze you lose, you're not coming back.
My sibling's bedroom is still as was. Mine was turned into a office, which, when my daddy owned his business, I will tell you that his office was done at the dining room table. I mean, that's where he laid all the checkbooks open and all his calculators and all that bull crap. It was on the dining room table.
It's my craft room, Matthew.
Phil, we're about to eat. Move your bill stuff.
Move your bills. We're going to have some pork roast. I don't want to get roast juice on your chest.
Roast juice. That's called au jus, I believe, in most places. We call it roast juice.
There's all kinds of juices. Orange, roast, diarrhea. Just the list goes on and on.
All kinds. Chili juice. Hey, it's John Mellencamp.
Chili juice. Oh, with the nuclear orange looking color?
Yeah.
Did you see Mellencamp at wrestling the other night?
Yeah, that's why I texted you that.
He looked like he didn't care about anywhere.
Well, it is kind of dumb to be somewhere where there's 70,000 people and you're there like low key watching the event and they put you on the jumbotron. So suddenly everybody follows the spotlight to see where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And you're screwed for the rest of the event.
Well, you get nervous about the pop, too. You're like, oh, what's the reaction going to be? Are they going to like me?
Yeah. Or if they don't put my name, will they recognize who I am?
I'm John Cougar, damn it.
I'm John Mellencamp, damn it. Yeah. I want to talk about that in a non-wrestling kind of way. In other words, like, even if you don't like wrestling, you would not be, like, turned off by listening to it because it was
entertainment.
It was entertainment. It was.
If you don't like entertainment, then, you know,
kiss our ass.
Go to hell.
You're too old.
Go somewhere else.
It's too loud. I want to talk about that. And also, I was in downtown Greenville yesterday, and I was like, what the hell is happening down here? I was not aware this was happening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Good or bad?
Oh. Depends on who you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I swear to God, and I know that one guy hates when I do that.
You don't like it?
I literally had to stop for a minute. I'm not kidding you, and think.
Where am I?
No, is this Cinco de Mayo? So anyway, I want to talk about some wild, and also some things that Fat Boy, you were telling me. I was like, I don't know if that's accurate.
Oh, yeah. Like, it really is that long.
No.
I mean, that's picture proof.
Yeah, his hemorrhoid page. You should see it.
A long hemorrhoid?
It's a long
hemorrhoid. Hey, if you want somebody to violate your HIPAA, there's your guy.
Well, you brought it up.
You're roid.
I did.
You've got a long roid.
Feel free to call. Are you on roids? Not when. If I'm standing up, I'm not. But I'm sitting down, I am.
Good God almighty.
1-800-774-0093. That's how you can call or text us. The TLC Motors. .com phone line 1-800-774-0093.
Oh, shoot.
All right, all that stuff I just said and more. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
There is a danger lurking in your refrigerator, and I'm going to tell you what you might have, and you're not aware of it next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Jeez, it's going to wreck me.
I know.
What?
I'm doing just, this specifically
you know
for
I
you.
Am about stuff like that, like just germs and stuff.
It's gonna make you want to go home and take an inventory.
Yeah, it's gonna make you
like, what's in here?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like cleaning it out. I was thinking there's gonna be like residue of stuff.
Perhaps. That's what I was thinking.
Like roast juice.
Oh,
or something else.
Or something, you can go somewhere else.
The cream of, you know, some young guy.
Oh, yes.
Last time you had Asian food, I don't know.
It's not pho noodles, is it? I've been saying it wrong all these years.
You only get four. Oh. So it may as well be.
Oh, all right, it's Monday. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paging with you. We begin with this. There is a danger lurking in your refrigerator. It may be... excuse me.
She's about to throw up.
Think she's going to hurl.
I apologize. So maybe we should have been listening to our own Matthew the whole time. So I mark my words, people. Matthew knew something about this product.
Why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell
us? I tried to, evidently. Y'all wouldn't listen.
We didn't listen. Well, here we go. People Magazine posted a list of condiments that don't last as long as some people may think.
Oh, People Magazine.
Well,
they run out of crap to talk about. They
now we're talking about food.
About ketchup.
Sexiest condiment alive.
And once this product is open, you're supposed to use it within a certain amount of time. Okay, so here we go. Let's start with soy sauce.
Let me get this trash can.
Oh.
Soy sauce. Everybody assumes that that lasts forever. There's so much sodium in soy sauce. I had to say goodbye to it. We broke up.
Yeah, that wrecked me over the weekend, man. Some soy, or it might have been some teriyaki sauce. One or the other.
Oh, teriyaki. Ooh.
Teriyaki.
Yeah, it's from the makers of teriyaki.
So you've got about a year to use it. Once
a year?
Yeah.
If you don't use it in a year, I mean, you should get drop kicked in the nuts.
Mustard.
Why are you going to get drop kicked?
Mustard lasts a little bit longer because it's got vinegar in it. And once you break the seal, you've got about a year to use that up. Ketchup and barbecue sauce. You've got about, see, I went, that tomato sauce stuff. Ooh. Okay.
What do you mean? Whoa, like it's wrecked you before?
Oh, God, ragu. I told you the story about
it. Oh,
shoot. Oh, my gosh.
See, I said shoot just then.
I mean, I didn't know there's... That was just the worst thing.
Some bad ragu.
We didn't break up after that, believe it or not. You know, if that was going to ruin a relationship, vomiting and diarrhea definitely would do it with one bathroom.
I think you might have had some features that overlooked that. And he's like, you know what? If I can stick this out, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
See them B-52.
Different boyfriend or a different friend. He went, the guy that wrote that wasn't my boyfriend.
Oh. He was just a sexual aggressive classmate.
He was a homeroom teacher.
No, this guy was much smarter than me. He was, he went to gay. He was. He helped me get through statistics and he would say, did you buy the right book? Because I don't know.
Oh man, Prob and Stat was where they stuck people who just absolutely sucked at math but had to do it.
It's me.
Like that's, I was in it senior year. Like we got to put you
what
in something.
What's it called?
Prob and Stat.
I've never heard of that.
Oh yeah. It's just like basic, like here's decimals and here's how you add decimals. And
oh, they just called that general math at my school.
And this class was so bad. It was right before lunch. And all I could do is dream about what I was going to eat. And
I do that
my
now.
Mind went flying around. And I just, it was hard. And the only time I really paid attention in statistics was when the teacher was gone and there was this really handsome man that showed up and started talking about probability and gambling.
And B-52s. Yeah.
And I was like, well, hello. I'm interested in you for once. She was boring.
Looking at his teacher bulge. And
did he have a bulge?
He had everything going for him.
He had a chalkboard eraser in his pants?
He has something.
Guess the odds of I'm about to whip this out on your desk.
you ever lay it out on the teleprompter? See it up on the screen?
Yeah, he was really good looking.
Overhead projector.
You ever think you had a snake on your shoulder and you just...
No. I sat in the back of that class because, you know, wasn't something I needed to raise my hand for. Like, really,
you should be wearing a skirt.
Did you wear skirts to school?
Yes. Oh. I was...
Poodle.
I had to fiddle away.
You know, that was back in the day when I really cared about what I looked like.
Damn.
And I always, like, went to the dry cleaners and made sure my outfits were perfect.
What?
Dry cleaners?
Yes.
No way, man. I was told, get it out of the dryer and hang it up so it doesn't get a wrinkle in it.
Yeah.
And that's when...
Hang it in the shower. Not in the shower, but in the bathroom. Close the door, and the shower will... Whatever that's called. The steam it, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
Okay, so
we had irons and stuff, and no one wanted to use them.
Let's go back to this terrible list. I said ketchup and barbecue sauce, you've got about 6 months to use them up. Yeah. And keep an eye on the color, because if it changes, get rid of them. Like if it goes darker, that's it.
I use the barbecue sauce pretty fast. Or packets. I keep the little packets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but they don't have dates on them, though.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, you got to remember, like, when did I get this? A couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite sauce.
I use my grilling sauce pretty quick.
Is yum yum sauce.
Screw grilling sauce.
I'll eat anything with yum yum on it.
Really? Write that down.
I will. We're going to do super punishments again.
Rice.
Now.
Anything chicken, that rhymes with yum yum? Yum
yum.
Yum
yum.
It's all spicy yum yum. Really picky. Okay.
Then some yum yum and chow chow.
Some white root yum yum.
Salad dressing, creamy kinds that have eggs or cheese in them are supposed to be tossed after 2 months. Ugh. Oily dressing lasts longer, so 2 months, don't keep that salad dressing in there for a long time.
Isn't that something that people that eat salads use a lot, the salad sauce? Like, it's just,
salad sauce.
Well,
it doesn't hang around.
You're really not, you're defeating the purpose of eating a salad to have low calories and something good while you're putting on a bunch of garbage like that. You're
yeah, so
adding the calories back up. You might as well just have a cheeseburger.
I don't eat salads at all. I don't toss them. I don't eat them.
Cheese. And... All right. So this is the most dangerous condiment in your fridge. Dun, dun, dun. If you have this in there,
I don't.
You better read the date.
I don't.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Is the worst. It's got eggs in it. So once it's open, the USDA says it's only good for 2 months. Give it a sniff test. And if it doesn't smell right, check it. Okay, don't do that.
It smells like throw up already.
Because I was given the ragu jar. Does this smell okay? Yeah, I guess it's okay. Let's just eat it. Yeah. And then the rest is history. It was violent.
Stomach tore up. Hello.
Oh, gosh, hello.
You got all that Hellman's. You better be checking it out.
It's like, we got a new La Brea tar pit over here in my apartment.
Any of you watch?
That's where they hide dead bodies.
Oh, yes, in L.A.
Yeah.
So did anybody watch the Grammys last night? Any of us? I didn't.
No.
I don't have Paramount Plus or CBS, so I
also
sorry.
Didn't know it was on.
And at 8 o'clock
fine
it
with
was.
That.
You don't have network TV.
So fine.
Okay, the reason why I wanted to watch it is because it was all about, I love Pearl Jam, and it was all about them. They had, they're up for 3 Grammys, Dark Matter. Well, the same thing that happened many, many years ago happened again. The Stones beat them out for Best Rock Album.
The Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones, yes.
God, how many were there? Like,
they probably were not even there.
I saw, I can't make it.
That's kind of silly when, I mean, the Rolling Stones, yes, I mean, they're freaking awesome and all that, but like, that's like letting Ric Flair come back and win the Royal Rumble. I mean, like, why?
A tear in my eye!
What's the point? There's new, better stuff. I mean,
plus we know the Grammys is how they push new artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really how it is.
So as far as entertainment, you would have loved this. Anthony Kiedis and Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they sang Under the Bridge in LA. That would have been good to watch.
I hate that song. It was the worst Chili Peppers song ever.
Only because you work here. That's like the most played Chili Pepper song we play. And I've heard that song played 10,000 times my career.
So the Stones won Best Rock Album for Hackney Diamonds. It's their 4th Grammy.
It's a stupid name for a CD.
I've never heard that in my life. That doesn't mean anything, though. But
and you asked if the band was there to accept the award? No, they weren't. Their producer, Andrew Watt, accepted it for them.
Not until your president's gone.
It's weird that like nothing from that CD charts. They put it out and like, no radio play for anything.
It's like the Metallica one that time they did with, who was it? Not Jethro Tull. Who was it? They did a album, and it was god-awful.
I thought it was Jethro Tull.
Was it Jethro Tull?
Yeah,
okay. It was
might have been.
The drizzling craps. You'd rather go listen to a truck stop bathroom, the noise that's coming out of there, than
I'd rather do that anyway.
But well, probably.
You know, most here, things.
Cut a hole in the wall.
Here's the big one. Last night, Beyonce, she finally won Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter.
Thank you for... Finally, getting that out of the way so Jay-Z won't bitch and they could focus on maybe being a freak off, so maybe not be.
And then Jelly Roll went thinking he'd walk away with a country Grammy, but he didn't get anything.
Oh.
I feel sad.
He collapsed.
Should he get something? I mean, he's
he
always.
He should. He works really hard and he and Bunny are nice people.
But he's putting out hits.
He hung out with Matt Mann, so he's cool.
He gave me COVID, though.
Oh, he's uncool then.
He's just. He's like, hey, the show must go on, even if I have COVID. I mean, I guess.
You get some barbecue.
I mean, think about it. Like, you could lie and say it was pneumonia and not COVID and not lose hundreds of thousands of dollars by not performing. I would have done it, too.
Yep.
So how did the show end last night? The show ended with local firefighters being brought on stage and cheered on the crowd and announced the Album of the Year, which was Cowboy Carter and Beyonce.
The firemen are the ones that announced it?
Yeah. And they raised like $7 million.
See, if you bitch enough, you win a Grammy and you have some influence.
Apparently so. Oh, wow. And notice they didn't put the blood on the hands of anyone in the industry.
Nope.
That's kind of like.
Well, I know where that money goes, the $7 million they raised.
Wouldn't it be great if Dwight Yoakam jumped up there and pulled a Kanye and said, hold on, Beyonce, I'm going to let you finish. I'm 1,000 miles from nowhere.
He don't want to give it to anybody. He just wants to sing.
Yeah, I want you to look at these tight jeans as I scoot across the stage.
Best new artist picked up Chapel Roan. Picked up best new artist, if you're wondering who got that one.
That's so. That looks like they're from, what's the movie where you... Timothy, whatchamacallit was in it. Oh, God. Drag. They're in drag, and it's a rock thing from the 70s.
Timothy Hutton?
No. Chalamet.
No.
Chalamet.
Yeah, in the 70s. Yeah, Chalamet back in the 70s.
You're just like Timothy. I can't. Larry.
People are going to think, I'm thinking fishnets and chicken bones. What is that?
That's your new podcast.
No more podcast.
I can't think of it.
All right. I don't know how to Google that.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I knew she was good on SNL, but I didn't follow her after that anywhere.
Looks like a demon. She does, I think. She looks like...
made up a lot. Like, I don't really know what you look like.
Like, you look like...
Do you look like hell? I don't know.
Looks like a man dressed as a woman. But in a rock and roll way.
But it is a woman, right? Like a real woman.
I think, you never know with the first name, I don't know. I think Dave Chappelle.
He should have been in it.
God, I don't know how to Google that. Someone, you can call me a moron or a dummy or whatever you want to call me for not knowing it, but just tell me. I can't think of the person's name.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, it looks like a drag queen?
Yeah.
It looks like a horror high school doll. You ever saw those?
Oh, yeah, like zombie-looking things.
Yes, that's what she looks like. All right, thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Fat Boy, what the hell is going on in sports?
Well, what is the winning player or players from the Super Bowl? What is their financial reward? We've got it. Plus, we have the winner of the Super Bowl, according to one Tater the Groundhog.
Oh, no.
Yep.
They have one that decides that rather than the winter spring thing?
Well, I think he does it all. This is Chimney Rock's own Tater the Groundhog.
He's hardworking, I'm sure.
He survived the storm.
You know, none of these groundhogs agreed. Puxatony was the only one I saw that was in the minority of more winter. Staten Island, yeah, Chuck, and everybody else was early spring.
More, yeah. Well, there was a girl one in there, and that's what confused me.
Well,
does Ugga 8 do anything in there and all this?
I think we're on Ugga 10 now.
Whoa.
We might be.
My apologies to 9 and 10. All right. We'll get to that and a whole lot more next. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Breaking news, I'm a moron. It's called Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I knew it.
That's moron weird. Was the only word I can say that I was called on the text line.
Oh, that's not nice.
I know.
Beating
well,
you up.
I gave him permission to call me whatever. Just tell me okay. The answer.
Oh, that's, I know. One particular clown called you out.
That's fine.
He's okay. Professional.
Oh, Joe Bangles? Oh, mm-hmm. I love him.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, he's sponsoring this sport, so.
Oh, thank you, Bojangles.
Be nice. Check this out. 32 years ago, in 1993, we like to do these trivia style. She was suspended as Cincinnati Reds owner for 1 year.
Oh.
Marge?
Marge. Yep.
Look at that.
How'd I get that? Can I get a point for football?
I'll tell you how you got it, because she used a bunch of racial slurs, and Paige knew who she was.
Oh, I do.
I think she hollered Hitler one time as well. And me? I don't think she tried to contend. She was just waving to everyone.
That's what it was.
No, you. I she think she's went, one of the. Up? She's one of the favorites that we talk about.
What if Babe show? Ruth was not calling his shot? He was hailing Hitler.
I'm like, oh no!
Like he wasn't pointing the outfield.
He didn't do it as good as first buddy did it when he did it.
No.
But they compared him to
what is that?
Many others.
Like he looked, I mean,
the ones and
the
twos?
Vigor in that was like a Ric Flair chop.
I'll get it. Yeah.
It's very odd. Go back and watch the video of Elon standing behind Barron and his eyes are all swirling around.
The loopy eyes, man.
But somebody went back and added the birds around.
Like you are microdosing right now.
So, the rich get richer, right? That's how it works.
Hell yeah.
The winning players on this weekend's Super Bowl team, because we are in Super Bowl week. Tonight's media night. They get a bonus from the NFL. Each winning player gets $171,000 apiece. Talk about 53-man rosters. But doesn't hurt to lose either. You don't get the ring, but you still get $96,000 apiece.
God.
Now you look at some of these scrub lords that, you know, are on third string that never get to play.
Is there
that's a big bump.
A monetary payout for, like, all-star games and stuff?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And it's different for each league, but.
Because they always said the NFL players did not want to go to the All-Pro.
Yeah, I tell you, man, the Pro Bowl this past
weekend. Pro Bowl. It's in Hawaii, man. It's like, why would you not want to go there?
Well, it's in Orlando now.
Oh, for real?
Because they tore down Aloha Stadium.
Oh, did it burn up?
No, they just tore it down.
Oh, okay.
Because of the age. They
how long has that been, like 20 years?
Nah, it hasn't been.
Too awful.
I think within the last five, maybe, okay. That they tore it down.
That makes me feel better.
It's a flag football game now with yeah. Other events. This is a whole weekend thing. It's kind of too long.
Yeah.
The NFC won it yesterday for the three-peat. That could forecast another three-peat, because if the Chiefs three-peat, Patrick Mahomes gets an extra $1.5 million in his contract.
Wow.
He gets a bump. He's already making – look, he ain't making the most money in the league. That's Dak Prescott to sit on the bench. But Mahomes is making a good bit, and they might have to restructure him at some point. Because you can literally give him part of the franchise at this point. You might have to. You might give him a piece of the team.
He couldn't. It would have to be like in a trust until he retired. He couldn't play for the team he owns.
Yes.
I don't think.
That's weird how they would work that out. Plus, according to Tater the Groundhog,
Tater.
Chimney Rock's on. The
he
Chiefs are going to win. Yeah. He says the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Which makes you wonder how they go to the. They put two little bowls down. And
did he see a shadow or. What was the deal with that?
This was at the Tryon Equestrian Center. Did he? He predicts an early spring. I tell you what.
I hope he's right on the one.
I hope he is.
Well, go look at the effing weather. That's a good way to predict an early spring. It's going to be like 77 tomorrow.
Don't you think it's kind of cruel to wake up this animal too early? I'd go back in my hole. It would always be winter because I don't like to, if it's gone.
Cue up the sexy
music. Yeah, we're going out on that one. We out of here.
I'm going to go hibernate with Paige.
If I was a groundhog, it would
get room for two more?
It would always be six more weeks because I'm going back to sleep.
But what if Fatboy and I are out in the cold? Would you let us in your hole?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I wouldn't leave you out there.
All right. I'm first.
You never want to be first.
My denim. You always want to.
You always want to bring up the rear.
No. Nobody want to be that slops. Nobody wants to go that route. All right.
Well, if you go first and it looks like you went last, and that's not good either. This just completely ruined it.
Please, Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.